links between workers at the Goodyear Chemical Factory in Niagara Falls and high rates of bladder cancer were established back in the late 1980s. So far, there have been 50 confirmed cases from that workplace resulting from exposure to carcinogens. As the Innovation Trail's Matthew Leonard reports, the long latency period for this form of cancer means that many former workers are still dealing with the dark legacy of their time at Goodyear.
You know, the guys used to joke to me, they'd be like, man, Goodyear has been good to you, Harry. They gave you a wife, because that's where I met Diane. You have a father-in-law that you worked for. And you know, another thing you got at Goodyear was bladder cancer. So, you got everything.
When Harry Weiss started work in 1977, Goodyear had been making chemical products at its Niagara Falls plant for 30 years. One of them, Nalax, is shipped out to factories in the form of black chunks and used as an additive in tire making. One of the key ingredients in Nalax is a yellow fluid called ortho-toluidine. Goodyear's biggest supplier, starting around 1957, was DuPont, who manufactured ortho-toluidine at a plant in Mississippi. Steve Wodka, a lawyer who sued DuPont and other suppliers on behalf of 24 former Goodyear workers, says the company knew ortho-toluidine was a potential bladder carcinogen by 1955.
However, DuPont didn't issue any warning about the potential carcinogenicity of ortho-toluidine until 22 years later, in 1977.
It'd be another 13 years before any changes were made to protect workers at the Niagara Falls plant. A team of epidemiologists from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, was called into the plant in the late 1980s by the Oil, Chemical and Atomic Workers Union. The OCAW had been raising the alarm over ortho-toluidine for a decade or so. By then, the union knew of at least 8 cases of bladder cancer, but NIOSH uncovered more. The researchers zoned in on Department 245, where the ortho-toluidine was used. The fluid was pumped into chemical reactors from a tank farm outside the building. NIOSH found chemicals leaking from pipes and valves, pooling in open areas, presenting plenty of opportunity for workers to be exposed to bladder cancer carcinogens. Steve Markowitz, now a professor in occupational and environmental medicine at Queen's College in New York, was part of the study.
There was little attempt to protect workers, and it was a pretty primitive plant, frankly.
In 1988, Harry Weist moved full-time to Department 245 as a maintenance worker just before the NIOSH study. He doesn't remember seeing any safety warnings on the ortho-toluidine used in the plant.
Back in the day, we just wore our regular street clothes.
Well, no, you had clothes set aside for work. I washed them,
right.
But they weren't clothes he would wear to go out anywhere. He had jeans and T-shirts that he just wore to work. But
and then Goodyear started supplying us with
uniforms.
Yeah. But
when did they do that?
I can't remember when that was.
But by the time Goodyear started providing personal protection equipment, like chemical barrier suits, it was too late for Harry Weist and for Diane's dad.
But I remember me and Diane watching him go through this, and I'm like, boy, I don't ever want to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And, how ironic that I got it too.
Harry Weist's diagnosis came in 2004. His doctor caught it early because of the spate of other cases from the plant. His father-in-law rode out 2 bouts of bladder cancer and survived. In another case, a worker exposed to ortho-toluidine at a factory in New Jersey died. The long latency period for the disease means it's very likely there'll be more cases to come from the roughly 1,800 people who worked at Goodyear Chemical. Steve Markowitz.
So let's say they begin work at the plant age 18, 20, 22, and it would be most likely they wouldn't develop bladder cancer until their 50s or 60s.
Goodyear insists it's used effective industrial hygiene at the plant for decades now and does pre- and post-shift urine screening to measure levels of ortho-toluidine in its workers. Walker says that's not enough and that there needs to be definitive action from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to impose stricter limits on exposure to ortho-toluidine.
We have so much information now from the Goodyear plant that we can show that exposures of 5 parts per million, which is the allowable level for workers in the United States, will cause bladder cancer.
In Rochester, this is Matthew Leonard for WRVO News.